For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mayling. Another successful year for First Night celebrations, Charlottesville police officers quitting amid toxic climate, and the Medicaid expansion in Virginia means healthcare for thousands begins today. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, January 1st.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mayling, filling in for Bob Levicky. First Night celebrations in Charlottesville and Harrisonburg were well attended last night. This year, First Night Charlottesville was moved indoors but still attracted hundreds of partygoers. Mild temperatures and no rain helped make the First Night Harrisonburg a success again this year, too. Charlottesville officials say residents are cursing police officers and it's thinning the department's ranks. Charlottesville Police Chief Rochelle Brackney told the Daily Progress on Sunday that the climate has been toxic since before the Unite the Right rally. Brackney says video shows people cursing officers and calling them names. Brackney says it's a top reason officers are quitting in large numbers. The department is down nearly two dozen officers and vacancies are getting harder to fill. Other reasons include pay, officers' inability to take home patrol cars, and what Brackney called vocal and biased civilian review board members. Thousands of uninsured low-income Virginians will have new health care coverage starting today. Virginia is joining more than 30 states that have expanded Medicaid, a key part of former President Barack Obama's health care overhaul. The state's Medicaid office has been working with hospitals, advocates for the poor, insurance companies, and others to help enroll the newly eligible into Medicaid. As of mid-December, more than 180,000 people were enrolled. The town of Edinburg is searching for the source of a leak, which has led to water pressure issues in homes, according to Mayor Dan Harshman. WHSV reports that, due to the leak, the mayor said the town loses about 100,000 gallons of water per day. The News Leader is reporting that Augusta County's newest brewery will be on tap to open in February. Skipping Rock Brewing Company broke ground at the former JMD Farm Market over the summer and has a tentative opening date of February 22nd. A road in Albemarle County has reopened after a crash involving a tractor-trailer around noon yesterday forced authorities to close Union Mills Road in Troy. Police say the driver ran off the right shoulder, overcorrected, and crashed into several trees. Officers say no one was injured in the accident, but the road is now open. For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mayling. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Tuesday. Happy New Year!